can keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. Curry and the Keeper. Yeah, Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper, December 11th, 2024, episode 117.
Curry and the Keeper.
117. Hello, my queen.
For show 117.
With you, life is a dream. I made another rhyme.
Did you write that and you have it written down?
Of course I have it written down. It's called show prep. You're That's prepared. All the show prep
yeah,
I do.
Yes.
Let's cheers right away. We have now we are using.
These are fancy Waterford goblets.
Goblets. These are the ones we got from Rob, the constitutional
lawyer.
You got
them for your birthday.
I did.
I got one too.
Well, because I have one with my call letters on it. Kilo 5 Alpha Charlie Charlie. Because nothing says Waterford Crystal like a ham radio call sign.
And, and I have Kilo 5 Alpha Charlie Charlie XYL.
That's right.
Which means?
It means the extra young lady.
Extra young lady.
Yes. All right. Yes. So cheers.
Cheers.
Whoa.
Hold on. Let me do it again.
Oh. Listen to that.
That's Waterford.
That's Waterford right there. Yeah. Do it here.
Where? Oh, at the top? On the,
yeah.
Oh, I just spilled it all over myself. Oh, did I break it?
No. Don't scare me. Let's have a sip and then I'll tell you what it is. Okay. It's white wine.
Ooh.
Yeah, I knew you'd like it.
I
knew you'd like it. And why did I know you'd like it? Because this comes from the personal cellar of the OG Sam Meunier.
Yes.
That's right, Marcos Anastasio. And this is a William Favre. From 2019, so this is 6 years old.
It's
Chablis Premier Cru Fourchon. It is the Appellation Chablis Premier Cru Contrôlé. It is from Chablis, France. Otherwise, you couldn't call it Chablis, I guess.
It's lovely. And you know what? I think he sent that bottle for you and Pastor Jimmy. Sorry, Pastor Jimmy.
That's right. That's right. We're supposed to drink that when we were putting the pillock, the pit boss together.
Yes. Yeah. Sorry.
Well, pit boss works fine, and we're celebrating it. This is good, isn't it?
I like it a lot.
Hey.
What?
I know you.
Yes.
I recognize you from the newspaper.
Oh, brother.
We made the newspaper, everybody. We did.
We are the celebs here.
I think it was page 20, but we made the newspaper.
I'm surprised.
Yeah. You want to tell everybody how we made the newspaper?
When we get to that story.
Okay. We'll get to it. It's a whole big story. When we get to it.
Yeah.
Will you tell me where you want to go, girl? Because I got to tell you, I'm out of control. I'm out of control. I'm compressing 5 weeks into 2 weeks, and there's just a lot of stuff that's got. And when you come to me and say, "Baby, can I help you with anything? What can I take off your plate?" Then I know you know that I'm a little stressed.
I was telling Annette that today too. I said, "Yeah, he was really stressed today. I rarely see you like that, but I was," and she's like, "He doesn't ever really get stressed." And I said, "Yeah, there's a lot kind of on his shoulders." And so I came to you and I said,
"Yeah.
Do you want Brian, Sir Brian with an I, to do the best of show?" And you're like, "Yeah, well, can you ask him?" And I'm
in a moment of weakness, I said yes.
So I asked him, and he said, "Of course, I have no life, so of course I'll do it."
I thought he had four jobs, you said.
He's got three jobs and no life.
Okay.
And I said, "Look, we'll do the intro, we'll do the question of the week and the God shot, and we'll give you those assets." And so I looked at you, I go, "We'll do the intro, question of the week, and God shot." You go, "When are we going to do that?"
And you said,
I just cut out. "When are we going to do that?" And I was like, "We'll do it after the show."
Okay. Yes. Yeah. All right. Well,
so yes, you've been a little stressed.
Well, it's not that I don't mind doing everything. It's just, there's almost no time.
And I just want you to know that it's not me. It's not all me. Usually it's all me over scheduling.
No, it's not you. No, I mean, look, hear me now, believe me later. We had a wonderful weekend.
We did.
And the weekend really started Friday. So, and I basically, got behind on everything because of a wonderful weekend. So there's no complaining. And I think I said several times, I'm giving it to God. It's going to be okay. And everything turned out great.
Yes.
Now I'm just playing catch up. Yes. It's just a lot of stuff. That's all. It's just because we got to go, man. We got to go. We got to go. We're going to Italy. We got a lot of stuff to take care of before we go.
I know.
And I would say, look at the quality of my problems.
I know.
Very high quality
problems. I worry about you though, because you're not a stressor. And when you get stressed, I worry about you. And I'm like, you were in your studio and I'm like, okay, I'm going to go. So I like backed up. Bump, 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 bump. I'm out of here.
But I wasn't snappy. I wasn't snappy.
But I can tell it's not your usual happy demeanor. So you're just more stressed. That's all.
It's just time
crunch. You yell a little bit more at me. More than usual.
You mean when you kill my plant? I'm not even going to wait for later on the show. I'm just going straight to it.
Oh, man.
My plant is I don't know if it's going to make it.
It's not barely.
Okay. We already talked about it. We don't have to talk about it anymore. You kill my plant.
It's not. There's no leaves on it. There's just sticks now.
There's one little shoot trying to make it. People, after the show last week, people sent me memes and pictures of praying for plants.
No.
Yes. Sure. Yes. People heard it in my voice. Unlike you, people are praying for my plant. I got literal emails with pictures praying for plants.
I think we're going to have to pull out the defibrillators on it to try and shock it back.
All right.
It's not my fault though. You kept it in the same little container ever since I've known you.
Let's not point fingers and let's not go down this road of whose fault it is and who promised what. Let's just move on.
But I go, I feel responsible. I'm really sorry. You go, yes.
Yes, you should.
You killed my plant.
You killed my plant. Yeah, exactly. It's all right. The plant is not dead. Plant can still make it. I have hope for plants.
Okay. We'll have to pray over it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you should have been doing for a week already. Everyone else is, where are you? Oh, no, I'm going to play it. Now the thing is on life support, pray for my plant. I'm not kidding.
Okay.
I believe Jesus can make this happen.
Okay. Maybe it needs a little holy water.
No, it just needs love.
No, I wanted to go back to our date night last week. Yes.
Yeah, we had another date night.
You get A for effort. Adam goes, hey, let's go to Pizza Hut for dinner.
Well, it's
for our date night.
It's the classic Pizza Hut.
It was a little underwhelming, wouldn't you say?
No, it's totally underwhelming.
I was like, I don't remember it looking quite this plastic.
No, that's pretty much the way the Pizza Hut looks. And it was... It was you and me, and it was fun. And then
they didn't have the personal pan pizza that I wanted.
No, they didn't have the personal pan pizza. And amazingly, we got home, and you went, I can't believe this. I left my phone in the Pizza Hut.
Yes.
I left it on the table. You were freaking out,
and
I will say.
You actually were using my... I tried to blame it on you.
Yeah, he said, that's because you were using... No,
my phone.
No.
Yes, you were.
Yeah, it was not my fault at all.
You know what? It's sad to say, yes, I did not like that I left my phone there. It's almost... I became very vulnerable because it has all my pictures. It has all my information in it. It's got my email. I mean... I felt very vulnerable not having it.
I think it would have been the same if I left my vape there. But that's how I would have responded.
You would have felt vulnerable?
Yes, very vulnerable. I would have...
You know, alone, shaking in the corner?
If I left my phone, I would not care. But if I left my vape, I'd care.
You'd be shaking in the corner.
No, not like... But then we got to go back. Anyway, we located it right away, called the guy, said, yeah, we got it.
And so when you went in, he said, I knew it was your wife's...
Yeah. And I said, how do you know? He says, look at the lock screen. It's got your ugly mug on it. I said, thanks, bro.
But it was A for effort, you know, and I wanted to see it too, but I never, ever have to go back there again.
No. Yeah. And then the next morning you were like, I ate too much dough.
Yes. I don't usually eat gluten.
No.
But you wanted to go. So I was like, okay, we'll go, you know.
It was well intended.
We still had
a wonderful evening.
Yes,
Wouldn't you say? Wink, wink, nod, nod.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Wonderful.
Yes, it was a wonderful evening, for sure.
No, wait a minute. That's not true.
Oh!
It was a wonderful evening. Be like, okay, good night. I have a dough belly. That's what happened. Now I remember. Anyway, and it was Thursday night after the show.
Yeah.
So then Friday comes around.
Yes.
And that's when the festivities started.
Yes.
We had guests coming in. And wow, what a phenomenal weekend.
It was
weekend.
A pretty amazing weekend.
It really,
yeah.
Now, I was working until about 3, yeah. as I usually do yeah. on Fridays.
Yes.
And then our guests came, and why don't you tell everybody the story?
Well, yeah, so we had Paul and Ashley over for the weekend.
Probably explain where we met them.
We've talked about this. We met them about a year and a half ago at Cabernet Grill. We were celebrating your birthday with Pastor Jimmy and Annette. And this couple walks by, and I immediately recognize that she wasn't from town because she was dressed really
put together.
Sharp. Oh, right. Very sharp.
All right. Unlike everybody who's listening, no one is sharp. No one is sharp
you
like
can just
her,
tell.
Everybody.
You can tell. Yeah, you can tell. I could tell immediately. Mm-hmm. And so they walked past our table, and he came back to you, and he said, "Are you Adam Curry?"
Yes.
And he recognized you, which is crazy because most people don't recognize you now.
No. Well, I think he said... I don't remember if he said MTV or Rogan.
I thought it was MTV. I don't know that he was listening to Noah.
No, he knew I had been on Joe Rogan. That's how he knew.
Oh, yeah. That's how, okay. Yeah. Okay.
I think he
okay.
actually heard my voice, and that's when he came back and said, oh, it's Adam Curry. And
yes.
Then he put it all together.
So he introduced himself, and then when we were getting ready to leave, the waiter came over and he said, your dinner's been paid for. And we were like, what? And Paul had paid for your birthday dinner, which was, I mean, we were blown away.
Well, it turns out he's an oil baron, so dropping the bucket. I mean, seriously, could have added a dessert.
So that's how we got to know them. We went over there and chatted with them. You exchanged information. Then we met them out for dinner. We went to A La Campagna. Yeah. He had paid for the check before
that was wrong. That was wrong.
It was our turn.
It was our turn. But it turns out they're believers.
They're huge believers.
And his son is a pastor, mm-hmm. I believe. And, you know, so we had a really strong connection. It was great. And then when we had our vow renewal, then they connected with Vic and Chris.
Yes,
so they're family now.
Yes.
Yeah, they're definitely family.
Yes.
So,
but this was our chance to really spend a lot of time with them and really get to know them. And it was a lovely, lovely weekend. I mean, we were still buzzing Sunday night from everything that we had experienced with them.
Here's what's crazy, because they were just going to come Friday night and then stay overnight. We're going to go out to dinner, and that was going to kind of be it.
Yes.
But then all these things started to come together at the same time, mainly the greatest story ever told, which was not scheduled. We didn't know that when we invited them.
Right, right. But before that, they got here. We had all had some champagne, and I did a charcuterie board. And then we went and watched the Christmas parade at the balcony at Vaudeville.
Talk about first class.
Right? There was champagne and wine and pizza.
Our good friends, the Blood Diamonds smugglers.
Yes.
The Ivory Hunters.
Yes.
Had arranged, if you know Fredericksburg, Vaudeville, a very famous restaurant, they had arranged for the balcony.
Yes.
On the top, overlooking Main Street. And yes, we had pizzas and we had
champagne.
And they had some of their family there, their son and
her mom.
And her mom. Mm. And it was... especially because it was raining.
Yes.
It was a little chilly. And it was raining off and on. And then we had the best view.
Oh, my gosh.
We were like the ambassadors of Fredericksburg, man.
I know.
It's like we don't live here long enough to get this kind of awesomeness.
It was
so perfect.
It was so lovely that, we got to do that and show them, you know, the parade. And it was like Star Hollow.
Totally.
It was like Star Hollow, you know, which is a Gilmore Girls reference. Mm-hmm. I put that in the newsletter. Did you read the newsletter?
I did not read the newsletter. I'm sorry. I did not read the newsletter.
Oh, you're a little busy. Okay. I forgive you.
But while you're talking, I'm going to read the newsletter.
Oh.
Go ahead. Keep going.
Oh.
Tell everybody.
Well, no, I can't. No, you got to talk with me. You can't read. You got to participate in the conversation.
I was just going to look and see what it looked like.
You can't even find it in your million emails
that you got over there. It's in there. It's no coincidence
as
I see it. I just want to look at the picture. You look so beautiful.
You can't even see my face.
Yeah, but I see it. I see what's going on.
So, so that was lovely. And then we came back here and we, you know, put on the fireplace. Phoebe loves Paul.
Wow.
Loves him.
Wow.
I'm like, Pastor Jimmy's got a little competition.
That's right. Just rubbing up to him the whole time.
She loved mm-hmm. him. She likes mm-hmm. men.
She does. Yeah. She's a girly girl.
Yeah. She's a girly girl. Yeah. So we sat up and we talked and everything. And then we said on Saturday morning, we're going to get up and I just had some breakfast stuff.
So we had extended to them You say, well,
yes, go ahead.
Since, you know, it'd be kind of weird to say, well, you know, goodbye. We have this cool Christmas show coming up. So we extended that. Well, do you want to stay Saturday?
Well, especially since Ashley was coming from Midland, which is about 4.5-5 hours away.
It's a bit of a drive.
And he was coming from Dripping Springs, which is about an hour away.
So we said, you know, you stay overnight and then you can go to the big show that we have planned here.
The greatest story ever told.
On Mark Plotz. And then we said, and then you might as well stay overnight and then go to church with us if you're interested. Yes. And they're like, yeah, sure, we'll go to church.
Yes. So then on Saturday, after breakfast and everything, we all went to, you went to help set up, you and Paul went and helped set up the chairs in the rain.
This was like small town America.
In Mark Plotz.
In the Mark Plotz. You cannot be more central than that in Fredericksburg. And we were unfolding 200 chairs, setting them all up, putting them in rows. The band is getting everything together. It was like, and there were all kinds of people just showed up. Yeah, you know, people from church, people we know, like, yeah, we're going to help with the chairs. It was Star Hollow, Gilmore Girls, totally.
Yes, yes. Yeah. It was nice. And so so then we went to Augusta Vin. We went to Augusta Vin with Annette and Pastor Jimmy so that they could get a chance. We always love introducing people to Pastor Jimmy and Annette. Mm-hmm. And so we spent a lovely afternoon there. And then later that night, we went over to Mark Plotz and we went to, I made chili. So we had chili before.
Good chili, by the way.
Yes, thank you.
It was six-hour chili. That was some good chili you made.
Good.
Uh-huh. You're like, need salt. No, everyone's like, this is good chili.
I eat so much salt now.
It was good. It was very, very good.
And so then we went over to Mark Plotz for the greatest story ever told. So why don't you take it from there?
So this was a interactive, immersive multimedia experience. So it was a band called Rev 1211. They led by a worship leader from Austin, but they were all worship musicians.
From Austin?
Mainly from Austin.
Okay.
And they're a ministry that serves Central Texas musicians and artists. And so they came out and it was 10 people all told, 7 musicians, 3 singers.
And they were all sitting on haystacks.
On haystacks in a semicircle with a big screen behind them. Mm-hmm. And they just started off with music. Well, first of all, I welcomed everybody.
Yes, you did such a good job too. I brought up that you were on the side, like pacing back and forth, and it reminded me, took me back, baby. Took me back to April 18th, 2015, when you did Bandana Ball.
That's where we first worked together.
Did Bandana Ball, and I had written your speech. We had not gone out yet. You had promised you'd let me on for a while.
This was months before I finally took you out. Yes.
No, it was a month before, not months. Okay. But and so then you're walking back and forth and it reminded me the same thing on Saturday night. You're walking back and forth, reading your lines.
Rehearsing.
Yes. Rehearsing. And so then you get up and you just nailed it. You nailed it.
What I love so much though, is that these are real church worship musicians.
Yes.
And so I'm talking to the guys. Okay, you get up. Says, don't be alarmed. We're going to start playing music when you talk. I said, dude, just like in church, that's so cool. I've always wanted to have the band play underneath me. He said, yeah, we'll do that. And I'm like, that's awesome. And then at the end, he said, and then, you know, I knew what the last song would be. And then, you know, we'll let you know when it's time for you to come in and we'll keep playing you out. I'm like, this is what you want.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I got to bring on Pastor Jimmy and he blessed the event. So it was like,
we were
doing a little road show together, It was
like,
great.
I mean, it's like the cherry on top, with your friendship. Isn't that crazy?
I
love that.
And as the band started, I said to Pastor Jimmy, dude, we need to take the show on the road. We're that good. We are that good. We need a band. We need to go on the road. And so they played several songs and then they went into and they played during on the screen. They played the Birth of Jesus from The Chosen. And they were doing, extra slide.
I don't know what that instrument is.
It's not a zither. Maybe it is slide guitar, but doing that and some drum hits and stuff. And
so there was some percussion,
stuff like that. And then after that, they went into, I think, 4 or 5 more songs.
No, probably. It wasn't that many. It was like 3, a couple. Yeah. It wasn't that many. Cause I thought they were going to play. I mean, they played several songs, but I thought they were going to play more music. But watching The Chosen Christmas, the Christmas of The Chosen, mm-hmm. it was so touching because they reenacted the birth of Jesus. Mm-hmm. It was, I mean, I started crying. Paul was crying. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know that a lot of people were.
But also, it was about 45 degrees, I'd say, maybe.
Yes.
It wasn't raining, but it was cold. Crisp. And we had a roof, but it was open on the sides. We had heaters.
Yes.
It was somehow the perfect weather for a winter show like this.
Yes.
It was just perfect. You had Boone at a certain point from
sitting
Boone and Bella
lap,
sitting
he was
on your lap.
Me up.
He's 4 years old and he sees, Mary's about to give birth.
Yeah. And I said to him, I come up like, Jesus is going to be born. He's like out of her belly, out of her tummy. And I said, yes.
He was really engaged. Yeah.
Yes.
So the whole thing was just,
it was
fantastic.
I mean, the Holy Spirit was all mm-hmm. over that place. Mm-hmm. It was so cool. There was probably
over 200 people,
over
250 people probably.
And it was a free event.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. By the way, all props to Trey Blocker, who really, he had the vision to make all this happen and the drive and the organizational skills. And he brought everybody. And of course, you did a phenomenal
I was just a little cog in the wheel, but I was happy to be able to help.
Lots of people jumped in. It was.
Yes.
It was.
And
yes,
Jules,
it was church Jules. People, but it was all kinds of people who were helping out on this. And all the people who sponsored the event, different companies. It came together within 3 weeks. It was just fantastic.
And we got to experience this with Ashley and Paul.
Yes.
Which, because we're so like-minded.
Yeah.
It was great to experience that with them.
Yeah. And then we came home. We had some eggnog.
Yes. Yeah, so that's what I wanted to say. So they said that we were talking about getting, I said, how much of that eggnog do you have left? Cause we knew we were going back.
That's the eggnog I got with Pastor Jimmy.
Yes.
It's the special eggnog.
Yes. Yes. And so you're,
I did not have enough. I knew
yes,
that.
And yeah. I said, well, do you want me to stop so we can get some more? And so I go up to this liquor store and you and Paul pop out, and I'm not kidding. Within like a minute, you both pop out like happy, holding the bottles up in the air. You're like, score!
We got it. Yeah. And then we just had a nice chat in front of the fire, drank a little bit of eggnog.
You know what? They were the perfect house guests too. They were perfect.
Very nice house guests. Yes.
Perfect. And so then we had to get up early for church, and
I get up at 5 and I was prepping it. And I had said like, I'm gonna be there and I'll come and say hi, but I have very, very tight schedule. So at this point, I had done no prep except for maybe
maybe
45 minutes of some email on Saturday.
Oh.
But it doesn't matter. I was ready for it. And then we went to church and Pastor Jimmy, he's so good.
Oh my gosh, sermon.
His sermon was about stepping over the line and the difference of believing in Jesus with your head and with your heart, and the difference being 18 inches.
Making the connection, because a lot of people can say mm-hmm. that they believe in Jesus with their head, but they don't with their heart.
It's really worth looking at going to the Bridge Church.
FBG.com.
And looking at the YouTube video or HelloFred.fm. You can listen to the audio version of it.
Yes.
It was really good, and it really hit Paul. And it really moved him. And that was beautiful.
Oh,
to
my
see.
Gosh.
It was beautiful.
You know what? I love having friends who visit us experience our church, because mm-hmm. we love our church so much.
We do.
I love that they had a great, great experience.
Yeah.
So it was an amazing, amazing weekend.
Yeah.
We had so much fun with them. And then we came back. I made breakfast. You did the show. Ooh.
Well, there's
somebody's barking.
Miss Phoebe, who's like, I'm supposed to be on the show.
Yeah, well, she, whatever. And then you did the show, and then we went to the Bridge staff Christmas party.
I mean, because it wasn't over.
No, no.
Right after the show, we've been invited to go to the staff Christmas party, which felt a little bit like we were imposters.
I said to Annette, I go, are you sure? Like, is somebody going to say, like, why are they there? Because she goes, you do our newsletter. She said, you can come, you do our newsletter. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. And it was a dinner. And then Pastor Jimmy asked me to get up and talk about my project, Godcaster,
yes.
since Bridge Church is a beta tester.
Which is going really well.
It's going very well.
It is like you answered the call. God gave you the directive and you are all in.
We looked at the stats. It's like it's double from when we launched the the usage of it. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And it was also Pastor Jimmy also said, you know, I want to get people from the church more involved, particularly the youth group.
Yes.
Because I want, you know, this is where the content needs to come from.
Right.
From the, you know, I can't be making content forever. I'm 60. We need some young people
in
there.
Yes.
And I think that kind of sparked something and people are excited about that. And immediately I saw the staff was all listening.
Well,
now,
when you said that, people responded like, yes, because of course we want to do that. When you have youth talking to youth.
Yeah.
Makes such a difference.
Yes. That's what I want.
Yes.
And so that was kind of my reason for being there is because I'm working with the church, although it's kind of a collaboration. But anyway, it was really nice, and we sat, you know, had a nice dinner. But then the same trio
Josh, Gary, and Colleen,
who had done the worship evening at Pastor Jimmy and Annette's, which we talked about. They came in to do a worship session. What do you call it?
Did worship
with music,
with the staff.
With the staff. And we all moved all the chairs in a big circle or semicircle, I guess. And whoa, it was very, especially with all these church people in there. Mm-hmm. And you could feel it going on.
There was so much love in that room.
Yes.
I mean, just because the Holy Spirit was there, but I looked at all the couples that were around and they were all holding each other's hand. They were holding hands like
you know what?
And I was like, oh my gosh, there's so much love in this room.
I wanted to say before that we all stood up and we all held hands and Pastor Jimmy prayed over us. And at that moment I thought, I always have this, hello, this is America. This is the America that I remember from when I was young, my grandparents in particular, who were very, very spiritual. This type of community, I mean, maybe you have to become older to really appreciate it, which I think is kind of too bad because, man, I could have used this when I was 20, 30, 40, I mean, 50. It is so powerful to be with your community.
Your spiritual family, babe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's power. And we need so much more of that in our country. We need a lot more of it because, it really brings people together.
I know.
You feel so connected. I was blown away by it. I really was.
Yes. Yeah. We were just buzzing by the time we got home. We were buzzing.
Yeah, we were.
It was the whole, from Friday to Sunday night, it was just perfect. And we're going to do the worship evening at our house.
After,
hopefully sometime in February.
And there will be a special competition and the winner from Curry and the Keeper gets to join us.
Oh.
I just made this up.
Okay. What's the competition?
I don't know yet. I just made it up.
Okay, whoever donates a full Bitcoin gets to come to our house and stay at our house.
And stay for 2 days.
I'll cook for you.
I'll wash your car. All good.
The Curry sweepstakes.
That's right. All good. And from that moment on, it's been full tilt. We haven't stopped. I mean, it's just been go, 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 go. So what did we do Monday? I can't remember.
I spent all day with Annette.
I was doing something.
I don't know what you did.
I was doing something, but I can't remember what I was doing. I had calls with people. All good. All super good. Because I typically try to take Monday kind of as a Sabbath, but I wound up, you had a list for me. I was doing stuff on the list. In fact, I did a lot on the list. I remember you came home and went, list is, kind of did your list.
Yeah, because it was sitting there for a while and nothing was being scratched off. And did you see what I put at the top?
Yes.
In big bold
fix
letters.
Fix the toilet seats.
I said, please fix the toilet seats.
Okay. And... And I went to HEB for you and everything, and did all that. And then Tuesday, I had a meeting.
We went shopping.
And then we went Christmas shopping. This was fun. We decided to do, for our family in Italy, we're going to be with them. So we had a lot of different gifts to get. And we went shopping in Fredericksburg, Texas for Texas-themed gifts for our family.
Yes, yes.
And I think we were very successful.
And I want to just say, hey, just let's get everybody a Don't Mess With Texas t-shirt. And like,
I'm like, no, we need to do a little better than that.
But then, so you're, I'm like, I don't know Willow, Tiffany, and Sabi's taste. I don't know what they like. I don't know what they have. And
we found, don't.
Willow listens. Nobody else listens, but Willow.
Yeah. By the way, the only one in my family ever who listens.
Yes.
That's it. No one. Isn't that amazing? Does your family listen?
I don't think so.
No.
Maybe my sister Lisa. I don't know. She never mentions it to me. Tony doesn't listen.
Jesse's mom listens. We know that.
Yes. Connie listens. Yeah. Ellen doesn't listen. Elise doesn't listen. Jesse doesn't.
Christina doesn't.
I don't think.
What is that?
I don't know. That's
why,
rude.
Why wouldn't you want
rude
it? Why wouldn't
family
you want
members.
It? I mean, do they just think it's like boomer talk, which obviously it is, but it's the same with everybody I know who does podcasts. Their family never
Our
listens.
Our friends listen more because I got a text
That's
from,
right.
I got a text from Brandy yesterday. She goes, waka, waka, waka. She goes,
oh, that's me, the DJ.
I was cracking up laughing. I go, I like to make fun of Adam.
That's okay.
But I don't know. I don't know if Lisa listens. She never mentions it. I know Tony does not.
No.
I don't know if Laura still listens. I don't know. They don't ever mention it. So.
Oh, well.
But I know Christina.
Their loss. Their loss.
Dame Christina Pearl listens.
Yes,
I know Teresa
course.
Does. Peggy does.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
They just want to hear their name check. Got it.
Yeah. So, yeah. So we did Christmas shopping. So we got it all done.
Yeah.
We couldn't buy big bulky things because suitcase space. Because we got to take warm clothing.
Yes. Because it's
going to take up more
already,
space.
It's apparently already snowing.
It's Arctic out there. I understand. Yeah. I know.
It's going to be chilly.
And we still don't know what we're doing. We don't know where we're going. What we should be wearing.
No.
Other than she said casual chic for Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are outdoor activities on Sunday.
I don't know about the outdoor activities. I hope there's a fireplace and some.
I hope there's like warm, Irish coffee
or
something.
Something like that. I'm like, okay, all right, outdoor activities.
Or cappuccinos, hot cappuccinos.
Yes.
And this morning, I got up bright and early.
Yeah, I was up earlier than you, so I had your coffee ready, but I know
that was so sweet that you did that.
Right. Well, I woke up early. I'm like, I'll just get up and I'll have it ready. And because I knew you were going to get up at 6:30.
Yes.
And so I had it good to go because you were doing something really cool.
Yes. So I signed up to support this Devos and Donuts at Bridge Church for the middle school students. So this program was developed where they go into the schools and they minister to the students. So they do a worship. So they do a song. Then
It's outside before school starts.
It's before school starts. Yes. Yeah. So we had to be there at 7:00 and they give out donuts and juice to all the students. And then they encourage them to participate in the worship music. And then they give up and they minister to them. And then they close it with a song. Mm-hmm. And last count, I heard that there was 260 students.
Yes.
That came and listened to it. And what struck me more than, number one, it was very well organized. Number two, lots of volunteers from the church. So I was happy to be able to participate. I have to be careful because every kid I talk to, I'm like, here you go, hun. Here you go, hun. I call everybody hun.
Oh, yeah.
I picked that up from Teresa.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing
is that inappropriate somehow?
I don't. Yeah, I guess maybe I shouldn't do that. But it's so natural
just,
for me.
Just
I do it to anybody. But the thing that blew me away was this young girl in the Catalyst Youth Group, which is the youth group at Bridge Church, got up. She had to be maybe 12, 13, and she prayed.
Ugh.
She prayed in front of all her peers, and I was blown away by her courage and her love for Christ. And she had absolutely no fear. Like she just put it out there.
Nice.
And I just thought, because there's adults that won't do that.
Oh, most adults won't do that, I'd say.
And so I was blown away by that. I did. And there were several kids that bowed their heads and prayed. And it was really cool. It was cool to witness. It really was.
And this is the second time they've done it. And from what I understand, the first time the school called the church leadership and said, this was our best day. The kids were great the whole day. Could you please do this every single day?
Yes.
I said, well, we can do it once a month.
Yes. Yeah.
But I mean, think about the impact you're having on, yes, on these young
and,
lives.
You
that's
know,
fantastic.
And it's just a nudge. It could be just a nudge or it could be a full on,
whatever, yeah,
you know, it's effect.
All, it's all good.
It was, it was good. Really cool. It was cold out too. It was 31 degrees.
Oh yeah. And no, yeah. Well, when you left, it was 26 degrees on Main Street in Fred.
Oh,
I heard on HelloFred.fm.
Yeah. So yeah, it was really cool. It was really cool to be a part of it. I enjoyed it. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So are you ready to go? Are we set to go? Because we're leaving now. Let me see.
Next Wednesday, a week from today.
All right. But actually, we go to Austin on Monday.
Yes.
A reminder for those of you who are in the Austin area, Monday, December 16th, Antone's, famous Antone's in Austin, famous club. Adam Curry's Boostagram Ball Live. We have five bands with special guests, including Suzanne Santo. She's going to be performing that.
You can promote that now?
I can promote it now. Yes, I can promote it now. It's going to be streaming live, so you can watch it on the modern podcast apps. If you got Fountain or Podcast Guru or what am I missing? Podverse or CurioCast or LM Beats, et cetera, TuneSir, all these different places. But you can also come live. And there's going... I think my guest list is like 25 people.
No, yeah, it's not that many, is it?
Yeah, everybody has a plus one. Yeah, it's about 25 people.
Wow.
For sure. Yeah. Well, I had Rogan plus three, two for security if he wants to bring anybody. He hasn't said if he's going to make it or not.
He's not
going to
come.
Enough. You know, you don't know. You don't know.
I don't know.
He's always said, you know. Yeah, thanks. We'll see.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah.
It's all right. I got Gene coming and Mark is coming.
Oh, Mark Hall's coming?
Mark Hall's
excellent,
coming.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Kim and Tim are coming and Tiffany and Rob, yeah. No, Julie and Ben.
We definitely have people from all walks of entertainment, business, and other life. So it's going to be fun.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Yeah,
it doesn't end until like 11, I think.
What?
Yeah,
you're going to be starving. You're going to need something to eat.
Yes, there's five bands. So.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll I was hoping we could go out afterwards. I figured it'd end by 9.
What if this is not a kiddie show?
It starts
at 7.
Babe, you're going to have to get something to eat. You're going to be hungry.
We'll figure it out. It'll all be okay. And I'm doing an interview for a documentary before that about a value for value, which is nice. I like the, you know, so it's really, although I'm interested in different kind of music these days, it really is for the whole concept of changing the music industry, regardless of what the music is.
Yes.
And we're doing it. And,
yes.
I just love the Costellos are coming in.
Oh.
Yeah, with Ainsley.
Really?
So Jim and Julie are coming in.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah. No.
Have you ever met them?
I've never met them face to face.
Okay.
No.
Have you met Ainsley? You haven't met Ainsley.
Okay. No, never met him face to face.
Cool.
Yeah. So it's going to be fun.
Nah, it is. Yeah, nice.
I'm excited about
I'm
it.
I'm excited to see you in action. I get nervous for you up there.
I'm just going to be like, I need my leather jacket.
Are you going to wear your leather jacket?
I don't know.
Let me guess, you're going to wear a hoodie.
I might. I don't know.
I don't know if it's going to be warm in there.
If only I had that beautiful belt. That would be so perfect, the one you gave away.
You told me I could give it away.
I'm just kidding. Can't be
you
wearing
can wear
that.
Your Uggs.
Can't be. Yeah, you're right. I can't be wearing that.
Yeah.
And then Tuesday we come. Of course, we have to take Phoebe to Paws and Claws.
Yes.
On Monday.
Yes.
And that will be the last I'll see of her for 12 days.
I know. I can see your Jonesing over there already.
Well, I just feel bad for her, but I don't think she. I think she probably has, it's okay.
She sleeps all day. That's all the dog
does. The people there
does.
Are really nice. They really care.
She sleeps.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Yeah.
At least she has an executive suite. Makes me feel a little bit better.
Which is basically just separate from the cages. Yeah. And it's got a wooden gate door. It's got a gate door.
She's a princess, you know? It's like, I wouldn't want to put you in a wooden cage.
Yes. Yeah.
Just saying.
I'm not a dog.
I'm just saying. Wouldn't want to put you in one. I wouldn't do that to you. So, no, I'll be okay.
Okay.
I'll be okay. I'm sure she'll be okay.
We're picking her up on Saturday the 28th.
I know.
Yeah.
It's quite a bit.
Almost 2 weeks.
Quite a bit.
Yeah.
Where are we at? You want to do God Shot?
Yeah, let's do it.
It's time for Tina's God Shot.
I can't wait to hear what you've got teed up for us this time.
Well, you know, I've gone through this many, many times and it bears repeating. So God, praise God, he always gives us what we need. All we have to do, he hears us. He hears our cries. He hears our anguish. He hears our prayers, and he gives us what we need. And so there was one day last week that I was, and I don't even think I told you about it because I was working through it with God. And I started to spiral when I learned about something. I started to spiral, and I'm not going to get into what I was spiraling about, but I could feel myself starting to self-sabotage.
Mm.
So I could protect myself, and that's my protection mechanism, and that's what I had learned recently. And I did what I learned when I did my session with Tommy. And he told me that, you know, he said, when things are going to happen, he said, the enemy is going to keep coming at you. He said, and picture it. And I think I mentioned this before, picture it like the enemy is going to take an arrow and he's pulling back the bow. And you
catch the arrow.
Yes. And he shoots the arrow and I grab the arrow and I break it in half and I throw it on the ground and stomp on it. And that's exactly what I did as I felt. And I could feel it and I could feel the self-sabotaging.
Wow.
And then,
well, the fact that you even could identify it as self-sabotage is big.
Yes. Well, this was a big, profound shift for me going through this freedom session with Tommy. And Annette's going to love that.
I closed my mic as I laughed.
Freedom session. That could be the show title, freedom session. And so I came across this proverb. And I say this all the time, and there's so much truth to it. That's why I keep repeating it. And it's Proverb chapter 4, verse 25. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. And that is so true, that when you feel those things, when you feel the enemy coming at you, when you feel something is not right, when it's not aligned with the fruit of the Spirit, focus your eyes on Jesus. And it just dissipates and it works. And I have testimony to it over and over and over again. So I was doing my daily devotional and I came across this. These were the words in the devotional. It says, if I stay in faith, all the pieces will come together for my good, not just the good breaks and increases, but even the losses and disappointments. It will be a perfect fit when God brings it all together. I cannot say enough about how that just is phenomenal. Phenomenal. And it works.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. So how long from start to finish do you think it took for you to get out of it? A couple hours?
5 minutes, 10 minutes.
5 minutes?
Yes.
Wow. That fast?
Yes. Wow. Yes. And you know what that means?
That used to be 5 days for you. You know what? Tiptoeing around.
And
I'd be like, did I say something? That's what men always think. Did I say something?
I know you always ask me that.
All men do this. We always think, did I say something? Did I do something?
Yeah. No. It's so quick because I can identify it now. And I know the enemy. Mm. I can see it so quickly. Lots of times, of course, sometimes, you know, we have misfires and it's not always perfect. But this time, because it was so related to what I went to
Tommy for.
Yes. To be healed. Mm-hmm. The topic. And I could see it. I could feel it. I could everything. And it worked. It totally worked.
I love it. That is so awesome.
So isn't that cool?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's my grad shot. How about some more wine?
Oh, well, yes, of course.
Just a tad, not too
much. While we're doing that, let's uncork some corks over.
Okay.
Here we go.
Now it's time to hear from the corksuckers.
Yeah, that's right.
There you go. We got to hear from those corksuckers now.
Oh, yeah. What did you say?
Wait, what did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the corksuckers.
All right, that's right.
Oh. Go to curryingthekeeper.com to learn about our value for value model. Documentary forthcoming to explain it all. I'm doing the documentary. It'll be a while. It'll be a while because they're doing a lot. This guy had a whole meeting with the guy.
It's a documentary about value for value?
About value for value. Oh. He's going to go and interview Dvorak in California.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was about Booster Graham Ball.
No, it's about value for value.
Wow.
Yeah.
And okay.
Open mic arranges everything. Oh. He takes care of that.
Very cool.
So value for value means that we put this out, you know, there's no paywalls or subscriptions or anything. We do it just to give it out to you. And if there's anything you want to send back in return, we have a P.O. box. We love getting stuff in our P.O. box. It's always fun. And you can also send us, we love the Boostergrams because it's a, like a direct, you can do it straight from the podcast app. It's directly connected to the app. You can also send us a PayPal. We do have a reward structure for you. Go to curryandthekeeper.com. You can see how you can become a salmon yay, which means you get these beautiful Curry and the Keeper sippy cups.
Yeah, there's dust all over them. I'm ready to donate them.
And you get some coasters. I think there's a number of people who are salmon yays who just haven't done the math. But you really should do it because we love to honor you that way. And we appreciate the blessings that people give us. And we start off with not one, but a double striper donation boost. Yes.
Oh.
155,554 Satoshis from Pastor Jimmy. Oh. Because he says, I totally missed last week's boost.
That's okay.
That's what I said. Please. But really? Anyway, he says, here's a double boost to make up. Love seeing you both at the WWJD classes, which...
we get our second certificate because we completed them all.
What a great course this is.
Oh, it's phenomenal.
It is.
Hey, try editing the workbooks. You talk about getting filled with wisdom and knowledge and humility.
That'll do it right there.
Uh-huh.
He says, PB was on fire, Pastor Brian. Pastor Brian, who he is really good. What I like about Pastor Brian is he'll do the etymology of words sometimes in such a way, and they'll relate it to him. I mean, it's a different style from Pastor Jimmy. But
I wouldn't want them to be exactly the same.
No, of course not.
Yeah.
But he is on fire. And when he's doing this, he's in his wheelhouse, man.
Yeah, I like him, but you know, Pastor Jimmy's my favorite.
Yeah, well, okay, gotcha. I don't think Pastor Brian listens to the show. Pastor Jimmy says, love you both. Looking forward to our Augusta Vin outing this weekend, which of course we talked about. KYBO KTL Day.
I like that you worked with him to get his wallet.
Oh, yeah. No, worked on the wallet stuff. You know, what I like doing right now with him is we're working on programming Hello Fred.
I know.
And we're doing the music and, you know.
I know you two are going back and forth. You have a project you're working together on.
It's a lot of fun. It really is. Yeah. And he's very excited by it. As am I, of course. We have Daniel Williams checking in with $25.
Thank you,
don't
Daniel.
Have a note. Daniel, send us a note sometime. We'd love to read it.
I don't have one either. Let me see.
No, I don't think he sends notes. You can put it in the PayPal. You can send this an email. Then with a mini striper boost. Oh, look who it is here. It's the OG Salmon Yang. Oh. We happen to be enjoying his wine right now. Young couple. Safe travels and Merry Christmas. We know Phoebe will be staying at her posh resort, but what about plants? Plant doesn't need a lot because there's not much of plant left.
Because it's not plant anymore. It's stick.
You know.
That's another great show title. Stick.
Stick. You think it's all funny.
I'm sorry.
You have to understand. This is as painful to me as when you broke my favorite cup and didn't care.
Oh, babe. I didn't kill your plants.
Yet. You did not help it.
I did not.
You promised
kill your plant.
And promised and promised, and then it was.
Kill your plant. Which cup was that I broke?
Everybody can be the world's greatest dad, but I invented podcasting, and you thought, it was just a cup. I'm like, I liked that cup.
That's right.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm more sensitive than you clearly think.
Okay, I'm going to get you another plant.
No, I want this plant.
Okay,
to live.
I'm going to try and I'm going to perform CPR on the plant.
Please do. Another mini striper boost here from Sir Brian with an I, 7777.
He says, you got to make sure you give him splits when he does the show because I don't think you did for the last show.
Oh, does he have a wallet?
Yes, he has a wallet.
Oh, I'm sorry, Brian. I'll give you splits. don't forget, everyone, this Monday in Austin, Texas, 6 p.m., it's Adam Curry's Boostergram Ball live at Antone's. Come and enjoy some fantastic music. Come say hi to Adam and Tina. Meet the guy who did the In the Evening jingle.
Clint.
Yeah. And most importantly, come say hi to the special guest who shall not be named for reasons of anonymity. He doesn't want you to know who it will be because he's not bringing his Secret Service this time. In the evening, y'all.
In the evening!
I guess that's Brian.
Yeah, yes, that's him.
Hey, 5300 Sats, there's Comic Strip Blogger.
Hey, CSB.
Howdy, lovebirds.
Howdy.
Connecticut-based Larry from Planet Rage podcast has a mellifluous deep voice. Got it. And I hereby recommend this podcast, PlanetRage.show. It's a clip show podcast exactly like No Agenda, but by two Irish Americans. Other co-host is shouty deep voice Darren from Chicago War Zone, Adam's No Agenda pre-show partner. That's Darren O'Neill.
How many podcasts does Darren do?
Darren does a lot. Yeah.
Is that his full-time job?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
good for him.
I think he has a wife who actually works, and he's very lucky that way.
Good for him. Just,
we're all looking for a wife like that, Darren.
Excuse me?
Yo. CSB.
Thanks, CSB.
$5 from Timothy Emery. Thank you very much, Timothy. And coming in with 1,000 sats, Pastor Comsey.
Oh.
Blessings heading into a 24-hour screen fast. Good for you.
Ooh,
I'll let you know how it goes on the other side. He says, Boost. Randy Black with 1,000 sats. So happy
to
hear that you received the devotional book.
Yes,
thank you. We got it.
We're going to start
in
January.
Enjoy it and dive into God's word together. KTLD KYBO. And there's a mini striper donation from Salty Crayon.
Oh.
In the evening.
In the evening!
I don't think I've laughed more than when Tina said, is that what you're doing at Boostagram Ball Live? Waka, waka, waka. I had to replay that part of Adam's reaction over and over. Priceless. Well, since it's the season, here's a little Christmas poem. He has a Christmas poem.
Nice.
All through the night and all over town, jolly Saint Nick in the morning to see, making sure he leaves presents under your tree. Unless you leave presents where you pee, he will skip your house if you don't leave the lid down.
Leave the lid down or keep the lid down?
Keep the lid to KTLD. There you go.
Nice.
All right, nice. Salty Crayon.
That's good.
The talent we have in our audience, the talent of Vineyard Nation,
it is beyond
belief. Thank you all very much. That's beautiful value. We love those blessings. Go to currythekeeper.com to learn more. And again, we love all kinds of value. Even if you're just telling people about the show, that's also valuable. Time, talent, and treasure.
Yes.
And
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, we're not going to be here next week because we're going to be on a plane.
Now, are we not doing 2 weeks worth of shows?
No, we're going to do the best of next week. So, yes, we're not doing 2 weeks of show, but best of next week.
And then what happens?
And then we're taking off on Christmas Day. Unless you want to.
Oh, no, it's Christmas Day. Of course you're taking off. No, of course.
But if Christmas Day landed on a Thursday or Sunday, No Agenda would still be recording.
No what? It's time for Tina's God Shot.
Who am I? I'm saying that?
What? Say what?
No, who am I saying that? Like, we're not recording on Christmas? Who am I?
What? Yeah, what's wrong with you? Hey, everybody, it's time once again for the question of the week. And Tina has the question all set, so her answer is good to go. So it's a real challenge for me. I'm ready.
Okay.
All right, I'm ready.
Going back to May 19th. 2019.
Okay. I know what happened on that day.
Yes.
Yes.
Name one thing from our wedding you absolutely loved.
Just one?
Yeah. Like the one thing that makes you, that stands out.
Well, there's so many things. So
I know, but what's the one thing?
I think kind of the coolest thing, just what I like, because we also have video of it, is after we were pronounced man and wife by the dog walker, AC/DC kicks in and we rocked out all the way down the aisle out of the room.
Which song was that?
You Shook Me All Night Long.
Yes.
Yeah. I loved that.
That was my favorite too.
Ah! Bam! You get to choose another one.
Because you know, that just showed our personality, our relationship.
We also walked into Lovely Day by Bill Withers. So.
And we walked in together.
Yeah,
we walked in together.
Yeah, I didn't even consider that was different. Yeah. But,
yes, we walked in together as opposed to.
You have to come up with a new one now because I chose. That's why you were looking at me straight. I'm like, is this a bad one that I chose? But
no, that was exactly the thing that I loved because it was just so perfect for. Mm-hmm. our relationship.
At that time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Ah, see how hard it is?
I know. I don't want to say those rings that were hanging from the ceiling.
They were nobody's favorite, okay? Whatever that was not what we intended it to be.
I wanted these circles hanging, like these greenery circles hanging from the ceiling. They looked like half of the Olympic rings.
And tiny.
They were bad.
It was like, if you've ever seen a Spinal Tap, like, it'll be like Stonehenge. And then these little rocks come down from the ceiling. That was basically our rings.
Yes.
Our green
rings. My favorite part was definitely walking out after we were married. Mm. Yeah, that was by far my favorite. Other than our vows and our commitment to each other, of course. Yeah. But I love that because it was just such the essence of us as a couple and the fun that we have. And it was a fun, fun, fun wedding.
Very fun.
Yes.
Yes. And we have a lot of it on video and on pictures, which is nice. And we have a book.
We have a wedding album.
We have a wedding album. It only took a couple of years, but we have
a wedding album. Actually.
It took five.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, we're done.
We're done.
I think we're good to go.
Yeah.
Mrs. Curry.
Yes.
Will you join me here next week for the Best Of show?
Well, we'll sort of be here, but after that, we won't actually be talking to
until
you
the
until
new year.
The new year, until 2025.
But we will, in the Best Of show, we will have a fresh God shot and a fresh question of the
week.
Yes,
we will. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And thank you to Sir Brian for pulling it together because he doesn't have a life and he said he's happy to do it. I love you, baby.
I love you too, darling. Hey, everybody, make sure you catch that Best Of show, and we will talk to you live again in the new year. Waka waka.
Vineyard Nation. In the evening,
the Curry and the Keeper.